Little Lake Park was ranked the top choice if a $1.2 million splash pad were to be installed for opening in 2026, according to a feasibility study presented to Midland Council. By definition, a splash pad is an immersive zero-depth aquatic play area. Midland residents had been requesting a splash pad for roughly a decade, with approval to start the process granted during last year's budget cycle. Sean Kelly, landscape architect for Ska Plural, provided the results of the study, including preferences from an open house during a recent committee of the whole meeting. "Definitely, Little Lake Park is a bit of a destination in the Midland region," said Kelly. 8 local parks were looked at for criteria, with that number being whittled down to 3. However, 85% of the 33 attendees from the open house said they preferred a large, 350 to 500 square meter, splash pad at Little Lake Park over the other choices. When you look at things like creating a leisure service delivery network, one-stop shop, something that can actually work for tourism, for economic development, for residents and community members at large, there seems to be something there for everybody, and there's some current infrastructure to build in too, said Kelly. An estimate under $1.2 million was listed based on a preliminary concept shown on screen at the meeting. Kelly noted that the contained water recirculation system could be cheaper in the short term but much more expensive over the anticipated 20-year life cycle of the splash pad than the municipally connected flow-through system. Mayor Bill Gordon said, "The general feel, still, from people who contact me online and offline is that this is a real investment in our community, but the concern has always been around the cost." He noted that his 2019 projection was fairly close to the estimation presented in the study, adding that the annual operation cost would be almost immaterial to other recreation aspects of town, referencing the $1.8 million yearly stipend for the North Simcoe Sports and Recreation Center. "This becomes an accessible and wet way to cool off in summer, something most Midland residents are deprived of. We used to have historic access to beaches in the neighboring municipalities. It isn't happening anymore. And we really can't swim in Little Lake," Gordon added. "I mean, locals won't, visitors will." With a reminder that sponsors and pledges from 2019 could reduce the capital cost through in-kind contributions for core infrastructure, his intent would be to reduce the amount needed to be pulled from reserves. It was echoed further when Bill Morides received clarification from CFO Lindsay Barron that a $1.25 million estimate would be included in the upcoming 2025 draft budget as a service level change request, to be taken from reserves. When asked if the public would be able to participate in further engagement on the splash pad, infrastructure manager and town engineer Mitch Sobel replied that a finished feasibility study would instead be posted on the town website for public information. Detailed information, timelines and reports on the 2025 budget can be found on the budget and finance page of the Town of Midland's website. The splash pad feasibility study presentation, including slides, is available in the council agenda on the Town of Midland website. Council meetings are held every third Wednesday, and can be viewed on Rogers TV cable channel 53 when available, or through the live stream on the Rogers TV website. Archives of council meetings are available through Rogers TV and on the Town of Midland's YouTube channel.